Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Me. We are back with another For You Friday episode, not just back, but back with our 100th episode of For You From Eve. Let that sink in, 100 episodes of For You From Eve. It didn't hit me until, because I obviously write like 91, 92. I write each episode when I upload it. I write what number episode it is because I just like keeping track of it and I like the way it looks. Once I saw 98, I was like, wait, Liv. Like, you're so close to 100 episodes. And it didn't hit me how close I was because it didn't feel like I've recorded, edited, and posted 100 episodes. And I remember just being like, oh my goodness, I'm so close to 100 episodes. I wanted to do something really special for you guys that I will get into in a little bit because it's going to be kind of revolved around this video as well. But today, just to give a little, you know, brief background on my day and how the past couple days have been, today's a Friday. It is currently 7:30 a.m. And what I wanted to kind of talk about was explain to you guys my thought process. Today's Thursday. I forgot this goes up on Friday, but you'll be listening to this and this is me yesterday. I normally have class today at 8 a.m. and class is still going on very well without me. But I've been having my floors redone in my like house kitchen, my family's kitchen. And the workers that have been here are here like all day, where if I went to my class in the morning and came back and everything, they would still be here and I wouldn't have been able to record For You From Eve and I wouldn't have been able to record Friday's episode because they're going to be here Friday too. And I remember just thinking, like, what am I going to do because I don't have like time to record this episode because they make so much noise downstairs that it's impossible to record upstairs. And I didn't know where else to record because obviously I don't just like have a studio that I can go to, unfortunately. So I remember just thinking to myself, like, how am I supposed to kind of record this episode? And I just decided I have to skip my 8 a.m. class to record this episode. It's the 100th episode. It's a special occasion. I have a big release coming out tomorrow. I mean, today, as you're listening to this, I have to record it right now. So that's kind of a little example of your priorities and listing your priorities and not making excuses for yourself. If you want to get something done, you're going to get it done. Yes, I had to miss out on class, but at the same time, I can kind of work my way around that. Whereas for this, I didn't have a lot of choice or option. So I just kind of wanted to say that little story because I know that a lot of excuses are revolved around not having the time or having this instead of that. And there's always a way to make something work if it's your number one passion. And this is obviously my number one passion. So I knew I was going to make it work one way or another. So I kind of just wanted to tell you guys that little story to remind yourself that excuses are made up and they're kind of just getting in the way of making your dream a reality. And I feel like we can always kind of pick ourselves back up and figure out a way to get it done, but we just stop ourselves from that. So happy Friday. I hope you guys enjoyed your week. I feel like this week went by so fast because I just kept waiting for the weekend. I don't know what it was, but every single weekend since February, I've had a plan. Like since the beginning of February until this weekend, I've had a plan for every single Friday and Saturday where I've just been super, super busy with birthdays and trips and vacations, all these things. And I'm very grateful for all of it. But at the same time, I'm so exhausted and so tired. And I remember finally being like, oh, I don't have plans for this weekend. And then my boyfriend called me on like Tuesday or Wednesday and was like, we have plans on Friday and Saturday, which I'm really grateful to like leave my house and have plans and be with people I love. But it's just so funny that I'm 21 years old and I'm like, oh, a weekend to just like relax and lay down and sleep. But I'm grateful to have my Sundays to kind of rest. And I do get really excited to have plans on the weekend, but it's just so crazy how each month there's just something going on the weekend. And I'm normally not someone that goes out all the time or initiates going out, but it's just been a crazy few months where I've been very on go, go, go mode. So during the week, I have to be really productive so I can go out on the weekend. So I feel like this whole week, I've just been doing homework every single night, really late, working on this podcast. And with the release that I had today, really just focusing on getting that put together for everyone. So let's talk a little bit about the release I'm having because I feel like I didn't really post that I was going to be doing anything for my 100th episode until the week of, because I kept thinking, like, what do I want to do for my 100th episode? What do I want to do for my 100th episode? And I just kept thinking to myself what I wanted to do, because it is a big deal. And with For You From Eve, my 1 year, I didn't really do anything big for it. So I was like, this can kind of celebrate both in one. And I feel like 100 episodes is so rewarding. Like, the fact that I recorded, edited, and uploaded 100 episodes in a year, I feel like, is so insane. And I know with Evemiss, that was such an insane journey. Evemiss was literally crazy. So I think for me, it's kind of just a really big milestone to have 100 episodes, and I wanted to do something for you guys. So what I have decided to create is I created a kind of self-discovery package. So it's three items that I've created. The first item is iPhone wallpapers. I create iPhone wallpapers a lot for you guys. I've created many in the past. You could still find some on my Instagram story, but I kind of wanted to create different ones and new ones. And the reason that this package is up for money, a lot of people were asking me, is it free? Is it cost anything? Is because I want to be donating money. So I will be donating the money to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. I feel like because it is, you know, the things I'm releasing have to do with self-love and self-care and self-discovery and just mental health, I think it would be really, really amazing to kind of donate to people who need more help in that direction, and kind of just, you know, help the people that are donating and purchasing, and also the people that we are donating to. So the first thing will be iPhone wallpapers. Just really amazing quotes, cute aesthetic. I have it on my phone right now, and I just love to look at it and read it. It's like a really amazing daily reminder of kind of just being grateful for everything in your life, being your own self, not apologizing for who you are. And then I've also created desktop wallpapers. I get asked about my desktop wallpapers all the time, and I figured it would be really cute to kind of just make you guys some. So I love my desktop wallpapers because they're so organized, but also aesthetic. So I can put all my important files, school files, work files, etc. So my iPhone wallpapers are $5, and the desktop wallpapers are also $5. Again, will be donated to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. I will be posting the donations on my Instagram, so you guys will see it go through and everything like that. And then the last thing that I created was a self-discovery journal. This is the one I'm most excited about, and I worked really hard on, and I'm really proud of how it came out and just so excited to use it. I'm waiting until I release it to use it myself and kind of just print it out and everything. I went through it so many times. I've printed it out, but I've just been waiting to use it until I release it. So basically, it's a self-discovery journal with different components in it. So there's journal prompts. I love how the journal prompts came out. I was reading through them and answering them, and I'll kind of talk about a little what's going to be today's episode is going to be about, because it has to do with my release. But I did journal prompts. There's quotes in there. I did the workout plan, which I absolutely love how the workout plan came out, the whole layout of it. So I actually listed my workouts as well. So Monday through Sunday, I listed what I do to move my body each day, what days I rest, etc. And then I also left a blank canvas out for you guys so that you could kind of decide what you wanted to do each day, if you wanted to switch it around, or if you do different workouts, if you have a different rest day, whatever it might be. So that's kind of how I did it. I showed my workouts, but also what you can do. So it's my workout / fitness plan also included. And then I also added a daily planner where it's kind of just shows all the time of the day, things you have to do, people you have to call, etc. It's honestly an amazing planner. It's organized so well. And then a habit tracker, so you can kind of track your habits Sunday through Saturday. And it's just to kind of keep you on track with good habits to incorporate into your daily life. So that book will be $15. This will all be listed on foryoufromeve.com. So I will list everything down below and kind of write another description down below as well. If you kind of want to read through it, go to the link. I will also be posting about it all on my Instagram. It'll be linked on my Instagram bio. If you're kind of a little bit newer to my podcast, my Instagram is foryoufromeve. So you can go to the link in that bio and you could purchase it. Your money will be donated. I will probably post in about maybe 2 weeks, the donations, because I want to give people time to purchase and see it and everything. So I'll be promoting it for 2 weeks. And I'm really, really excited. This is the first of many things that will be released for You From Eve. I know that I will definitely be creating more in the future, but this is kind of a baby little step to get some donations out there and kind of just, you know, share some self-love and really promote mental health right now. So thank you guys so much for listening to that little bit that I, you know, that I just talked about, because this is something that's really important to me and something I worked really hard on. So it is a digital download. You can print it out. Obviously the laptop and iPhone wallpapers, you just keep on your phone. It'll be sent to you as a downloaded file and you have 24 hours to access it in your email. So make sure you open it and download it before it goes away in your email. And yeah, so that's kind of what I have decided to create. For today's episode, what I wanted to do was I actually picked out a few journal prompts. I think about four journal prompts. Is it four or five? Five journal prompts, sorry, from my journal that I created, the self-discovery journal. And I will be going through those five questions and kind of answering them with you guys and talking about the importance of them. So there's a lot more than five journal prompts in the self-discovery journal. These are just five that kind of stood out to me and I feel like could make a really good episode and have a little bit to do with each other. So I'm going to kind of just talk about writing the story to your own life. And I've talked a lot about being the main character in your life, but I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm realizing this is one of the number one thing to kind of be something to be aware of in your life is being the main character, you know, taking the pen and paper and writing your own story, because this is your life. You're never asking for too much. You should never be settling for happiness. And you should always kind of, I feel like in this life, we get afraid to ask for too much. We get afraid to show how we feel. We care about what people think about us. And I feel like it's time to kind of cut that and stop that and live our own life and realize at the end of the day, there's hundreds of million of us just living on a floating rock. You know, people come and go every single day. And it's just really important to live your life to the fullest and not worry about other people and not worry about how it can make you feel in a negative way. Like, it's time to kind of just take control, figure out what you want. So that's a little bit of what today's episode is going to be about. And like I said, I grabbed these journal prompts from my journal. So when you do purchase the self-discovery journal, you'll be able to answer these on your own and answer a bunch of questions that are also similar. So let's go ahead and get started with the first question. The next emotion we will be talking about is anxiety. So anxiety is something I feel guilty when I feel. And this is why. It's because I feel like when I'm anxious about things, I'm forgetting how much I have to be thankful for and how much I have to be grateful for. And I kind of just let anxiety rule over. To be so honest, I truly think I have healed my anxiety with how active I am and through working out, because I used to get very, very bad anxiety attacks. And they've come still, like they've come here and there, maybe like once every like 3 months. I used to have anxiety attacks at least like every other day, once every 3 days, like 2 to 3 times a week. And they would be really, really bad. Like they would be where I'm like sitting on my bathroom floor, crying, gasping for air because I couldn't breathe because there was something running through my mind or there were multiple things running through my mind. And it was just really, really like unhealthy to think that way and feel that way about myself. And so I remember kind of just like being at a point where I was like, this is so scary. Like anxiety isn't something that it's just like, I'm anxious. You know, I think everyone in the world gets anxious about certain things or when they think about certain things. Like when you're getting ready to present in class, you're going to be a little bit anxious. You're going to be a little bit nervous and antsy. But having an anxiety attack is very different than feeling anxious. I think everyone in this world feels anxious, but I don't think everyone in this world deals with anxiety in the same way. There's people that deal with it more and less than I do, you know? And that's also why I kind of am donating to this association for the self-discovery journal. Like I said, I will talk more about it in the description and in my Instagram posts, but that is also why I decided to donate here, because this journal and these iPhone wallpapers and these desktop screensavers, these are things that have helped me through my anxiety, you know, writing down my thoughts, writing down my workouts, my habit tracker, my daily planner, being organized and on top of things and having daily reminders on my phone every time I unlock my phone. These are little things that have helped my anxiety. And I know that that won't just help everyone. I know that an iPhone wallpaper isn't going to help everyone with their anxiety. And that's also why I'm donating, is because I know that people need other resources and other help. And I want to do a full detailed episode about feeling anxious and about anxiety, but I just don't want to do it alone because I want someone with more knowledge on it. And I know that I can only speak from experience, but I know people have gone through it worse than I have. So that is why I want someone else to talk about it and what it stems from and how to heal it and how to kind of fix it on your own. I will talk about things I do to fix it, but I really do believe that this is an emotion I feel really guilty about feeling, because I just think to myself, my life is so amazing. Like, I have an amazing family. I have a roof over my head. I have an education. I have, you know, the opportunity to like work on my side hustle. I have so many amazing things in this life. I have, you know, the ability to move my legs every day. Why do I allow myself to feel anxious? Like, why do I allow myself to feel this sadness and everything? Why do I think I deserve to feel that? And at the end of the day, anxiety is not something we control. We don't wake up and say, I want to feel anxious today. It just kind of sneaks in there on you. It kind of sneaks in. And like I said, I haven't had an anxiety attack in a while, which is honestly something I'm very grateful for, because they're very, very scary once you do kind of go through them. And how I kind of deal with anxiety now is I can kind of deal with it. I haven't really had an anxiety attack in a long time. But number one, breathing exercises. I think that this goes so overlooked, and it's something everyone says to do, but it's never someone's first, you know, step when they do it. Definitely do breathing exercises. So deep breath in, hands on your head, deep breath in. You're inhaling positive energy and you're exhaling negative energy. And you're just 1, 2, 3 in, 1, 2, 3 out. Just on repeat until your breathing is normal. Because a lot of time anxiety, you know, it messes with our breathing. And now all of a sudden we're like, I can't breathe. I'm having a panic attack. I can't breathe. Once you do those breathing exercises, you're going to be more aware of your breath. So when you're doing those breathing exercises, just be very aware of, I'm bringing in the positive and I'm releasing the negative. And just keep that in your mind. Like, I'm breathing, and your body is going to become more aware of your breathing pattern. And this is going to slowly start to relax you. Once your mind becomes aware of your breathing patterns, you're already going to start to get a little bit more sleepy and a little bit more relaxed and like chilled out. So just breathe in and breathe out. Just keep doing it until you feel a lot better. So that's number one thing that I do. I think having someone to talk to is really, really huge. So I honestly, like I was saying, I'm not huge on like texting someone and being like, I'm having anxiety, like I need to talk about it. I feel like I've learned to deal with these things on my own a lot, because I just realized I help myself really, really well. I think, you know, obviously being in a good relationship helps kind of go to your partner. And I just honestly think you can go to anyone as long as you don't feel judged. So going to someone and talking to them and just being like, hey, I need you to distract me on FaceTime right now because I'm feeling a little bit anxious. Like, if you're able to have someone in your life that you can FaceTime and just say, hey, tell me something that happened in your day today. I need my mind off of like what I'm anxious about. Talk to me about something else. If you can have someone in your day like that, that is amazing. Like, that is something to be so grateful for. Like, sometimes I'll be driving home at night and it'll be like, because if I do get anxiety, it's at late at night. Like, I get it, you know, if I'm staying up really, really late or something, and my mind starts to wander. But sometimes I'll just be driving home and it's like 12:30 in the morning and I'm driving home from a friend's house, and 10 minutes into my drive, I just have trouble breathing. And I'm like, oh my God. And all of a sudden the anxiety kicks in, and it's just like nothing triggered it. Like, I'm just driving home and I'm just listening to music. And yeah, it's a little bit late, but that's also why it triggers it later at night. It's just like, what triggered this? Like, where did this come from? And all of a sudden I'm like, I can't breathe. My head hurts. I have a headache. I feel like I'm about to faint. Like, I have a lot of, I'm like a hypochondriac. I have a lot of anxiety about health and like my health. If I have a headache or my stomach really hurts, I'm like, something's wrong with me. And that's honestly not a good way to be. So that's something I've definitely struggled with a lot. But yeah, going to someone is really going to help. Listening to music, figuring out something that you want to do, focusing on something that you love, scrolling through Pinterest, journaling out your feelings is huge. Journal out your feelings. Once you kind of do your breathing exercises, become aware of your space. I know that there's an exercise that I have. It works if you're with someone else. So if you're having an anxiety or panic attack, you take your breaths, but the person that you're with kind of has to distract your mind to get out of panic attack mode. So they have to be like, tell me 3 things you can hear right now. And like, when you're in the middle of you're going to be like, what? What do you mean? They're going to be like, tell me 3 things that you hear. So it's 3 things that you hear, 3 things that you see, 3 things that you can touch. So 3 things that you hear. Okay, I hear the cars driving by. I hear your voice. And I hear, you know, the laundry machine. 3 things that I see. I see you. I see my bed. And I see this lamp. 3 things that I can touch. I can touch you. I can touch this bed. I can touch this window. Right? And it's like, those things, you don't realize it, but it's distracting your mind. So if you do that exercise very slowly, you can tell this exercise to someone important in your life. So that way, if they are ever around you and you're having an anxiety attack, they know how to kind of distract your mind a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to solve every problem, but it's definitely helped me. And I think that it can help a lot of people. So that's something that's really important to deal with, and kind of just how to focus on it. So that's kind of what I do to deal with those emotions. At the end of the day, we can't feel guilty for feeling things. We are human beings. We are made to feel. So never feel guilty for how you feel. And there's always a solution on kind of how to fix it and how to change your mindset. The next prompt is, who do you trust with your most painful and upsetting feelings? How can you connect with them when feeling low? I wanted to talk about this to kind of revolve around the emotions thing and just kind of tell you guys and remind you guys how important it is to have people in your life you can talk to about anything and everything. And I feel like people think that you need to have like a huge group of friends where if you're feeling a certain way, you need to text your big group chat and wait for all these responses. At the end of the day, if you have that one person, and if you do have a huge group of friends where you can do that, that's amazing. But at the end of the day, if you have that one person you could go to for anything without feeling judged, you have everything in this world. Because I think that there's always things that we lock in. Even with our best friends, there's something we don't talk to them about. Like even with your best friend, there's something that you're not telling them that about your life or about the way that you feel about things because you're embarrassed to say it or you're ashamed or you'll feel guilty or, you know, whatever it is. There's always going to be something like that. Maybe even your relationship, like maybe you don't feel like you can say everything in your relationship. For me personally, and I feel like it's so important to kind of have a supportive group of friends, being in a healthy relationship, because you'll always feel supported. You'll never feel judged. And I think as you get older, you realize who you can let in and who you can't let in. And those people change every single day. Like there's some days where someone will lose your trust and some days where you'll realize how good another friend is. And I think that's really normal. And I think that it's okay to kind of keep feelings to yourself. Sometimes I feel like we think we need to tell everyone how we feel because everyone's going to help us and everyone's going to have our best interest at heart, but that's not always the case. But I did want to kind of just remind you guys how important it is to have that person in your life and to seek that person and to be that person. You also want to be the friend that is very supportive and not judgmental of your other friends. If your friend is coming to you about something, you never want to come off judgmental. And everyone likes to be treated differently when they are upset and when they are feeling low. Like, I think that's a really important thing to settle as well in a relationship. I think it can avoid a lot of fights. If you like to be spoken to, like let's say you and your significant other get into a fight, right? And you're someone that likes to really talk things through, but your significant other is kind of someone that just likes to ignore it until it gets better. If that's a big problem for you, that's something you have to discuss. And you kind of have to sit with your partner and just be like, look, like I'm someone that needs to talk about how they feel. And when there's arguments, I need to talk about it and solve it before I go to sleep. And even if it's not an overnight solution, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. If this partner has to stay up with you all night to talk about things, that's what they have to do. Do you know what I mean? So I really do think those are kind of, I guess, boundaries, you can call them. They're boundaries and preferences. And I don't think you should ever settle for something in a relationship. I don't think you should be super, super picky. Like, I don't think you should realize everything is going to be perfect in each relationship, but I don't think that you should kind of settle if you're not getting something that you want. Or let's say you had a really, really bad day. And when you have a bad day, you just like to cry about it and vent about it. And you just need someone to listen and comfort you. Like all you want is someone to listen and hug you. And let's say your partner is kind of, or your partner, or your best friend is trying to tell you, you could have done this, you could have done that, and trying to give you a solution, but you're not ready for solutions yet. And you're like, I'm not ready for a solution. I just need to cry about this and vent about it. All of a sudden, your best friend or your partner is going to be like, so you don't care about what I have to say. And now all of a sudden, like the victim card gets played around. You know what I mean? So it's like you have to be very aware of who you're talking to. The people around you have to know how you want to be treated when you're feeling low. And that's something that they can learn over time. You're not going to go on a first date and be like, this is how I like to be treated too when I'm feeling low. Like, no, that's something that you learn over time. And your partner kind of starts to feel comfortable with understanding and that you like vice versa with you and your partner and you and your friend. But when you are feeling low, I think it's so important to have those people you can go to because even though we have to be enough for ourselves and we can find outlets on our own, it's amazing to have a good support system for everything. The next prompt that I will talk about is, how do you speak to yourself? Do you think you need to change how you treat yourself? This is something I actually like wrote about like myself because as I was writing this prompt, I was like, I had a really bad day yesterday and I really wanted to answer it. So I wrote 3 pages of answers to this. Obviously, I will not like to be reading all 3 pages to you guys, but kind of just wanted to talk about it a little bit. And I think the way that we talk to ourselves can go very unnoticed because sometimes we're so used to talking ourselves in a negative way. We don't really realize how it's changing us over time. We're so used to criticizing ourselves. We're used to being our biggest critics, our biggest judgers, like the meanest people to ourselves. And sometimes we don't really realize how much we're doing it until one day we're like, huh, I'm really mean to myself. Or when someone points it out, like for me personally, and I talked about this in my journal, this is going to get really deep and kind of a little bit sad, but like I said, want to be raw, relatable, and vulnerable. I never thought I was pretty ever. Like I never looked at myself and was like, oh, like you're a pretty girl ever in my life. And it was because of the issues I had with my body and with my skin. My acne made me feel like I was never beautiful. I was like, I'm not a pretty girl. Like when I go out, people aren't like, that's a pretty girl. They say that's the girl with acne. That's always, always, always how I felt. Growing up, always felt that way, kind of still working out of it. And I never realized how much I thought that to myself or said that to myself. Like I never realized how much I was actually talking down on myself and being rude to myself and being mean to myself. I never realized how much I was doing it until one day I was talking to one of my best friends and I said it to her. And I was just like, I'm not pretty. Like I was like, I don't think like my acne does not make me, my acne lets me know I'm not pretty, you know, type of thing. And she was like, what? Like, she was like, what do you mean? And she was like, how could you even think or say that about yourself? Like, how could you sit there and tell me right now that you're not pretty? And I remember not being like fazed by it. Like when I would say things about myself, like you're not pretty, Liv, that never fazed me. That never made me upset because I was accepting it. Like I just accepted I'm never going to be that pretty girl when I go out with my friends. I'm never going to be the girl that people look out and say, that's the pretty girl, or I love that girl's body or anything like that. Like I just was accepting that that's, you know, who I was. And I feel like a lot of you listening to this are like, if you're a friend, this is awkward, but if you're listening to this and you see me on Instagram and you're probably like, what are you talking about? Because I know for me personally, I see people who say they're insecure and then I go to their Instagram or I see them in person. And I'm like, this girl is gorgeous. Like, what is she talking about? And I remember my best friend told me, like, you can't think you're not pretty just because you have acne. Like at the end of the day, if you meet someone, they're going to say, okay, yeah, this girl has acne, but she's still pretty. Like everyone can see acne. It's not invisible. Like everyone's going to see your acne, right? When you leave the house, if you're not wearing makeup, your acne is going to be showing. If you're wearing makeup, your acne is going to be showing. But that doesn't take away from your beauty. It's just like, this girl is beautiful. She has acne, but she's beautiful. You know what I mean? It's like, no one's going to be so critical of you. Like you are your biggest critic. And I remember just thinking like, she's right. You know, like when I look at people with acne, I'm not like, ugh, like that girl is not pretty. Like I think obviously you can see the acne. It's not invisible. Everyone can see it. But I look at the girl or the guy and I'm like, they're like, that's a very beautiful girl. Like I don't think to myself. And that's also why I'm saying we're our biggest critics, because anyone else I see with acne, I don't think twice about. I'm not like, oh my gosh, that person has bad skin, or you know, that person's breaking out really bad. That's a really bad pimple. I never ever think or say that about anyone. And I think it's because I grew up with acne that it's just like, I'm not fazed by it. And I just know it's such a normal thing. But when it's on our faces, we're like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. And I feel like if you've, and I feel like I always talk about acne because obviously that's been my biggest insecurity. And it's such a common insecurity. And a lot of you love when I talk about it because you also deal with it. And I think it's just funny how we relate to certain things. Like sometimes I'll say something in my podcast about acne and someone will message me and be like, I relate to this part. Like I remember once I was talking about how bothered I get when people with beautiful skin get one pimple and complain to me. And it's just like, people don't realize how much that hurts when you do have really bad skin, because it's like your whole life, these people that you go to about your skin and about feeling insecure are like, Liv, it's not that bad. You're still beautiful. Like leave, like, you know, when I would stay home because of my skin, my friends would be like, are you kidding me? Like you look so beautiful. Like let's leave. And that's amazing that they're that supportive. But then when you have people in your life that like have super clear skin and then have that one pimple that complained about it to you, you're like, you feel really down on yourself. And you're just like, okay, like now I know that they look at my skin in a negative way. If they're looking at themselves with one pimple, they're probably looking at my 50 pimples and thinking, if I had that, I would hate myself. Do you know what I mean? Like those little things run through your mind. I remember talking about that in an episode, I think in one of my like acne episodes, and a few of you DM me and were like, this comment right here. Like, you quoted it and you were like, this, like, I needed to hear this because this is me. And I try not to let it bother me, and I try to act like it doesn't bother me, but it bothers me so, so much. So I just think that that's why I always talk about acne, because it's something I can relate to. But even body image is something I can relate to. There's a lot of things, like, you might be insecure about your hair or your nose or your eyes or your eyelashes or your lips, whatever it is. At the end of the day, there's always something that you're going to be insecure about or something that you wish you could change. But the biggest thing is taking the initiative to change it and just realizing, even if you're in the process of changing it and it's not perfect yet, you still kind of have to accept where you are in your progress and applaud yourself for taking that step and be proud of who you are and just, you know, be loving of who you are and not let it kind of let you treat yourself badly, type of thing. So when I wake up in the morning and my face hurts and I look in the mirror and I see that I have new breakouts and red skin and my face is itchy and it's, you know, the pimples are hurting me, I just start crying. And I'm just like, this is why I'm never going to be confident. Like, this is exactly why, because it's been 8 years of dealing with this. And I'm not confident because of it. I can't walk out of the house feeling pretty because of this. And like, that's such a bad way to feel, like, such a bad way. And sometimes I'll talk about this with people and they won't understand it. Sometimes, like, even with body image, it's like, and it doesn't, body image has nothing to do with the way you look, which I think is so funny. Like, body image has nothing to do with the way that you look. Physical, like, being insecure about me, it has nothing to do with the way that you look at all. It's something that's kind of going on in your mind, and that's something I'm realizing. It doesn't matter if you gained a few pounds or lost a few pounds. If you're at a low place with yourself and a low place with your physical appearance and how you look, it doesn't matter how you transform. There's something internally going on with the way that you feel about your body. And I've learned that a lot. And I'm accepting it, and like, accepting that I need to change that and realizing it, because I'm very, very aware of it, type of thing. So that's kind of just like something that I wanted to talk about, just like how we treat ourselves, and just remind you guys in this episode that we need to start treating ourselves with more love, because the way that we treat ourselves is how other people are going to learn to treat us. And if we're constantly mean to ourselves and rude to ourselves and, you know, pointing out the bad things in ourselves, people are going to think it's okay to do the same. And that's how people are going to view you. You want to walk into a room feeling confident, knowing what you have to offer, and the other people around will not question you. So that's something I wanted to bring up in this episode as well. And then the last prompt, and this is kind of just a question for you guys that I wanted to ask and I want you to think about: how do you show yourself kindness and compassion each day? I wanted to just bring up this question because I want you to think about it. Like, what do you do each day that kind of show yourself kindness? Do you give yourself compliments? Do you do your affirmations? Do you do something that you enjoy so that it makes you feel happy? Whatever it is to show yourself kindness and compassion, I want you to kind of think about when this episode's over. Obviously, if you decide to purchase the journal, you will be able to write it down. What I love about journaling is that there's just constant flowing thoughts. Like, once you kind of, I know a lot of people have trouble journaling, which is why I decided to make prompts for it. So that way you have a guided journal and it tells you what to write about. But I feel like in the beginning of journaling, you're writing a very just like small answer and you're like, yeah, yeah, like this. And then all of a sudden your mind just like floods and you're like, wait, this, like, you just have a million things to say now, and now you're just writing, and you're like using up all the space on the paper. Like, I get like that so much, because I'm like not really realizing, I guess, how much I'm thinking about and certain things that I'm thinking about, because you don't realize until you start writing it down or saying it out loud how you really feel about situations. And it just makes you realize like so many different emotions that you're having and so many different ways that you think, and you don't realize it until you start writing it down or saying it out loud. So that's why I think journaling is so important, because you realize you have thoughts without even knowing you had them, and all of a sudden all these thoughts are flooding. So that's kind of what I wanted to do for today's episode, is go through a few of the prompts. Like I said, there's so much more that are similar to these in the journal. I don't want to like pressure anyone into buying it, but I do think that it is an amazing journal to kind of let your thoughts out, track your habits, do your daily planner, the iPhone wallpapers, laptop screensavers. I can't speak anymore. It's too early for me and I've been recording for way too long, but I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode. Like I said, in the description, I will talk more about the products I'm offering offering, link my website. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve, and I will have everything. I have like a Hoobie linked in my bio. So if you click the Hoobie, you just go to For You From Eve website, you click onto that, and then you go to shop on my website. And then once you go to shop, you will be able to see all three digital downloads. You can buy one, you could buy two, you could buy three, whichever one you want. And you can purchase it, add it to your cart. And then in about 2 weeks, I will be posting the donations on my Instagram story. So I will be posting me donating to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. And I just think it's amazing to kind of get something, but also be giving at the same time. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend and have really, really fun things planned for your weekend. Or if you're having a self-care weekend and getting some homework done, I totally feel you. Weekends like that are honestly very needed. So thank you again for listening. Make sure you guys look in the description to find out all the information. Go to my Instagram. And I love all of you so much. Thank you so, so much for people that have been here for the beginning of For You From Eve. I'm getting so many DMs from people who are like, I've been here since episode one. Like, I can't even explain how much that means to me. So thank you again so much from the bottom of my heart for being on this journey with me. I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. So the first question that I pulled from the journal prompt is, write about what you would love to be doing when you wake up in the morning. Is it something you already do? So this kind of revolves around work and career and passions and side hustles. So when you wake up in the morning, are you going to a 9-to-5? Are you going to school? Are you going to a part-time job? Like, what are you doing in the morning when you wake up? What job are you going to? Who are you working for, etc.? I've kind of grown up with the mentality of wanting to be my own boss and not wanting to live building up someone else's dreams. And I think that 9-to-5s and corporate jobs can be really, really amazing jobs and amazing opportunities and get you so high in life and just so successful. 100%. I don't disagree with that. But for me personally, I knew I always wanted to be my own boss and do things on my own and build up something from scratch by myself, which obviously is what For You From Eve is. So when I say it's something that you do every day, your passion, it means, what is your passion in this life? What is your side hustle? Is it social media? Is it podcasting, working out? Is it, you know, drawing? Is it whatever it is, whatever your side hustle is, it's something that, you know, you do every day without people asking you to do. It's something you do on your own will besides watching TV or taking a shower or eating. You know what I mean? So what is your side passion? I feel like recently social media has become a side hustle for a lot of people and been something people have began to be passionate about, just creating content, getting really creative with graphics and posts and everything. And I think that's honestly an amazing thing because there's so much freedom in creativity when it comes to content creation. So I feel like, and there's also so many things to be passionate about within social media, like nutrition, astronomy, like literally anything. There's hundreds of things, maybe even thousands of things to be passionate about and post about it on social media. So I think that there's always kind of something to post about, you know, and be passionate about. So I think that finding a passion in your everyday life is so important. And sometimes we forget about it and we think we're passionate about something and we think we have this amazing side hustle, but we get too distracted by our real job and our 9-to-5 type of job. And we don't really put time towards our passion because we're so focused on, oh my God, I have to take my classes and go to school and do this and that. And obviously if school or work is your passion, that's amazing. But if you have something on the side that you really do want to pursue, like let's say you work at a marketing agency, right? And you work from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Let's say you work that late. And then at 7 p.m. you like to go to the gym and then you like to eat dinner and shower. And by the time you're settled, it's already like 10 o'clock and you're like, okay, it's 10 o'clock. I need to sleep so I can wake up for, you know, work the next day. How am I going to work on fashion? Let's say fashion is your side hustle or social media is your side hustle. You're like, how am I supposed to work on this? It's 10 p.m. If you really wanted to work on it, you would find a way to work it in on the weekends, right? You would find a way to spend your whole entire Saturday, right? So you're not at your agency on Saturday, spending your whole entire Saturday working on, you know, your social media posts or working on designing for this fashion brand that you want to start, whatever your side hustle is, you would find a way to get it done. And I think that's something is we always, always have excuses. And sometimes we're aware that we're having excuses. Like sometimes we know like, okay, I'm just giving an excuse. Like I should be you know, I know I'm giving an excuse, but I'm just going to keep giving an excuse because it's what's convenient for me right now. But at the end of the day, where is that going to get you? Do you have someone in your life that could kind of put that fire under you and just be like, you need to get up and start working? Because if this is your passion and your side hustle, you right now is the time to do it. And you're going to get to a point where it's going to be too late. And I can't have you live with that regret. So I think having people in your life that can kind of put that fire under you and you just be like, you have the time to do it and you're just making excuses. That's kind of what I'm doing to whoever's listening right now. I'm holding you accountable for your excuses. There is no excuses in this life. You are your only excuse in this life. You are the only thing standing in the way of your future and of your success. There is no one else around that can affect you or stop you but yourself. You always have the power to take control into your own hands and find a different way out and find a different solution and find a different future. So I don't personally believe in excuses. I think that you should be waking up every single morning and doing something you love to do. And I was actually talking about this with a friend the other day and kind of just asking them, like, do you wake up and get excited about your job? Like, you know, do you wake up and are you happy to go to work? Like, do you wake up and dread work? And they were like, I mean, I do it because I have to do it. And because I have to do it, I want to be good at it. But I wouldn't wake up tomorrow and just do it for fun. And I asked them, I was like, you know, your job should be something that you would do or you would learn about whether you were getting paid or not. Like with my podcast, I would do it either way. You know what I mean? With social media, I would do it either way. Maybe not do it as much or do it as well, but I would still do it because I love my podcast. I don't love social media, but I do love my podcast. And I think that's a really important thing to kind of plant in your mind. It's like, do I really love this? Am I kind of just forcing myself to like it? What do I really love in this world? Because at the end of the day, yes, you have one life and you should spend it doing what you love. The next question, and this one's a little bit deeper. Which emotions do you find hardest to accept and how do you handle these emotions? So I wrote down two major emotions that I definitely feel and not just feel but get guilty about feeling type of thing. And these are emotions that are hard for me to accept that I feel, and I'm not really someone in life that's open about the way that I feel. Like I feel like I used to be very vulnerable and tell people how I felt. And if I was upset about something, I would go to my friends and tell them what I was upset about and whatever. And I think as I've gotten older, I haven't done that as much because I feel like as you get older, you kind of just learn to do things on your own, especially once you get into college, you become so much more independent. Like I know in high school, I was very dependent on the people around me. And then once I got into college, I started to just learn to be more independent and not really feel the need to tell people how I felt or feel the need to tell someone about a problem I was having in life. Like I was okay handling it on my own and dealing with it myself. So talking about feelings that I feel or emotions that are hard to accept is not the easiest thing for me, but I do feel really comfortable talking to you guys about it because I know that I want to be relatable to you guys and I don't want to act like I'm this perfect human being with the perfect emotions and the perfect life. Just because I talk about how to get to that point of happiness and self-love doesn't mean I'm all the way there, and I just want to be very raw and real and vulnerable with all of you. So the first emotion that I wrote, and also I'm going to be talking about kind of how to handle these emotions and what I do when I do feel these emotions, because I think a lot of you can relate to these two feelings as well. Number one, jealousy. I think I've definitely used to be more jealous in my life. I think I've become more accepting of who I am and what I'm worth. So jealousy as in not kind of just not realizing my worth and what I have to offer or what I bring to the table. I think that for a really long time, I always felt like people were competing with me and kind of I just was so upset about certain things in my life, whether it was my own like insecurity, self-love issues, which I think was the main thing. I was always very insecure in my skin and the way that I looked and my body and all these things. And at the end of the day, that is a mental health thing. Like that is something that you are deeply struggling with depending on what level it's on. So for me personally, that like my body image and kind of just the image I had with my skin in general, that was something that was really, I feel like with my skin, it was normal to kind of just be like, okay, I have acne, I'm insecure to leave the house, I'm insecure to put makeup on it. But when it came to my body, it got to really dark places where I refused to believe I was pretty. I refused to believe like that I just, anything it was, I got very, very low on myself because of my body, like very, very low, and like at very dark spots, like very just dark spots of my life because of it. And so I think that that would make me feel jealous of people that I saw, people I was surrounded by, you know, my friends that had clear skin or my friends that had amazing bodies. I would get jealous and it would make me so upset about myself. I wouldn't want to leave my house. Like I would look at my acne and I would just be like, it's not even just about me having acne. It's about the fact that no one else around me has acne. So me leaving my house with my skin out like this while everyone else has beautiful, clear, glowing skin, it just makes me feel so self-conscious. And there's been so many times where I pretended I just didn't want to go out because of my skin, where I've been like, I'm not in the mood today, or I'm tired, I don't want to go out and get ready and all these things. Because I also feel like if you're having like a chill night in, this is how my mind always worked, was like if I was having a chill night in and I put on light makeup and I went out, I wasn't expected to look like crazy gorgeous because it's just like a chill night in. Like no one thinks you're trying, but you're like low-key trying to just cover up your skin. But when we would go out to like a dinner or a bar, I would kind of always have an excuse because of my skin. I would never say it was because of my skin because I knew how that would sound to people on the outside, especially people that didn't have acne. They wouldn't understand it. So my excuse was kind of just like, oh, I'm tired, I don't feel like it, my stomach hurts, I have a headache, whatever it was, because I was just so self-conscious about what I looked like. And that's not okay. Like it is not okay to stay inside your house and miss out on things that life has to offer just because of your physical appearance. So jealousy and insecurity is an emotion I find really hard to accept and something that I do struggle with a lot. And I think on the outside, like sometimes I get DMs from you guys being like, your skin is so beautiful or your body is so beautiful. And at the end of the day, with acne or without acne, with an extra few pounds or with, you know, less pounds, whatever it is, it's still beauty. Beauty is within the eye of the beholder. And I think that's something that I have a lot of trouble accepting and realizing. And there's some days that I wake up and I'm like, I'm proud of who I am. And I love the way I am. And I love the way I look. And it took me a while to get here. And I'm so happy that I'm here. And then there's some days I wake up and I don't have that same energy. And I think it's very normal to have a balance of both, because we are human beings and we're going to be up and down and kind of just like some days are going to be bad and some days are going to be good, and that's okay. But I think that I've been having more bad days than good days, and I don't think that's okay. That's where I kind of draw the line and I'm like, I have to do something to fix this. So I feel like we don't think about our good qualities. Like for me, I was always really insecure because I only focused on physical appearance. Now I would say I'm less insecure just because I think of what I have to offer personality wise and work ethic wise. Like I know what I have to offer is my work ethic and, you know, my personality in general, like being positive and being helpful to people and being caring. I know that's what I have to offer. And for other people, it's like, maybe I know that some people think of it as just physical appearance and that's kind of your number one thing. But I think growing up with so much insecurity and still having that insecurity has just made me realize how much physical appearance doesn't matter. And there are some days it'll get me down still, where I'll get ready for an event and I'll look at myself and just get upset and just be like, okay, this is just not what I envisioned to look like. I didn't want my hair to look like this. I didn't want my makeup to look like this. I didn't want my body to look like this in this outfit, and just get very insecure and self-conscious about what I looked like. And there's so many moments where I kind of snap myself out of it and I'm just like, that's not okay. Like it's not okay to feel that way about yourself. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about how we talk to ourselves, but jealousy and insecurity is definitely a really, 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 really hard feeling to accept. And how I kind of handle these emotions is I remind myself of good qualities that I have, things that I'm very grateful for about myself. Like I said, my work ethic, the fact that I'm caring, the fact that I'm there for people, and just always trying to be very positive. These are things that I do appreciate about myself. I appreciate how consistent I am with my working out. I appreciate how I found my passion with podcasting. These are little things where I'm like, these are things that you should be focusing on. I'm proud of my hair. I'm proud of, you know, my legs that I built at the gym. Like little things like this, just reminding yourself of good qualities and throwing away those insecurities for a little bit. And also being surrounded by people who love and support you and don't judge you has so much to do with being jealous and being insecure. And I think that if you are surrounded by people who make you question, you know, your physical appearance or things that you like if you want to try out a new sense of style and you leave your house and your friends are like, what are you wearing? Go home and change. Unless it's something absolutely crazy inappropriate and crazy, like absolutely insane, where it would be like inappropriate to like leave your house in. That's something that's just like, that's not cool. Like, I don't think that's, I think that's really messed up for someone to do that. And at the end of the day, your friends are going to have, some of your friends are going to have like your best interest at heart, but some won't. And I think it shows in situations like that. So if you kind of want to try out a new hair color or a new sense of style or a new makeup look, and you leave your house and one of your friends is like, what are you wearing? Why is your hair like that? Why is your makeup like that? Kind of just always going like off on you on little things like that, or giving you looks if you try to do something different. People like that, either like, they probably don't actually care about what you look like. They care more about who they're going to be next to in events, like in events or something like that. And they care so much about themselves, and maybe they're feeling low about themselves, so they have to kind of shed it on you. So if you're surrounded by people who, you get ready for an event and they're like, you look beautiful, your hair looks beautiful, your makeup looks beautiful, your outfit looks beautiful, that's someone you want to be surrounded by. You know what I mean? Someone who's going to give you compliments. In a relationship, jealousy is a huge thing in relationships. Are you with someone who makes you kind of question that? You shouldn't be jealous in a healthy relationship. If you're jealous in a healthy relationship, it either has to do with, one, your partner and what they've done to kind of lose that faith and trust in you, or two, yourself and your insecurity and the relationship you have with yourself. If you have a bad relationship with yourself, you're going to be jealous in the relationship no matter what your partner has done. But if you're at a really good place with yourself, and sometimes you have bad days, but you're still in an overall good place and you're still jealous in this relationship, there's a reason why. And that's something you kind of have to talk about with your partner and figure out, why do I feel jealous when you do this or when you do that or when you don't do this or don't do that? Why do I get jealous? Why do I get insecure in this relationship? And kind of just sitting down and figuring it out.